Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, January the 19th, 1986. Let's have a word of prayer before we begin the service today. Father, we are so grateful to Thee for this beautiful Lord's Day, a day set aside for worship and for praise. We just commit this service into Your hands and pray that You would get honor and glory from it. May the Lord Jesus Christ truly be lifted up. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. At this time, we'd like to ask our choir to sing a song that says, "In loving kindness, Jesus came." And certainly with every drive of those nails in the hands of Jesus and in His feet and the spear in His side, He was saying, "I love you." As Brother Tom Watts comes to lead the choir. Verse in Psalm 40 that says, "He lifted me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock." Thank God for being lifted. Brother Pearl Burns, one of our deacons, is going to come to read our scripture for us. Two verses found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. While he's coming up, I'd like to give these prayer requests. We'd like for us to remember Ms. Grace McCullum's sister, Nancy Campbell, who lives down at Combs. Let's be praying for her. Let's be praying for Mae Parsons, who got out of the hospital, I believe, just a day or two ago. Stand and lift her up in prayer. Also, Let's be praying for Ms. Lane. She had to go to the doctor this week, and I know God's able to bless her. Peggy Rice's dad died this morning. Mr. McAfee. And let's be praying for that family. And also, Randy Combs' wife had a little girl. Was it this morning? I married Randy and Pam, I don't know how many years ago, but I believe this makes them three. Thank God for this little girl, and we pray that God's blessing rest upon Randy and Pam and their family. Let's also be praying this week for Elmer Davis and the needs that he has. He is taking treatments, I believe. That right, Brother Earl? Also, Lester Parsons will be going back to Lexington, I believe, to the doctor this week, tomorrow. Let's be praying for him. And others listed here in the bulletin. Little Jonathan Hotchell is in the hospital, or was yesterday, day before, I believe. I saw his name on the list, and they got that floor down there quarantined. I didn't go back to see him, but I would have had to put a gown and a mask and something on my head and everything, I believe. So let's pray for Jonathan Hotchell and the needs that he has. I know God's able to bless that family. Brother Burns, you come and read a scripture for us and lead us in prayer.
Hebrews 2:9-10. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it becometh him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. I'd like for you all to remember Evie, my wife, in prayer. She's not doing any good. She wasn't able to come to church, and when she don't come to church, you can say she's sick. And she's been sick all last week, in bed part of the time. But this morning she said she might feel a little better, but I'm sure she'd appreciate the prayers of all of you. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank Thee this morning for this opportunity to come together in Thy house to fellowship and to worship Thee. Lord, we pray for all those who have come this way. We just pray a special blessing upon them. We pray for our visitors this morning. We pray that Thou would bless them. And Lord, we pray this morning that Thou would bless Brother James as he brings the message, that it might be to our lives a great honor, and to that we may lift up Christ. And Lord, we pray for all the sick and afflicted this morning. We have many on our prayer list that we are concerned about. Lord, we just pray that Thou would bless them and comfort them and heal them all things according to Thy will. Lord, we pray for Evie, my wife. We pray for her that Thou would strengthen her. And we just pray this morning, Lord, that Thou would go with us through the remainder of this service. It is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's turn to page 123. Let's stand and sing all three verses. Praise Him, praise Him.
Read a poem here just before our ushers come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. Brother P.H. Combs wrote this and read it in one of our homebound Sunday school classes Friday. It says, "Where is our God? When we awake in the morning and the night is gone, then the dewdrops sparkle in the sunshine out on the field and lawn. God is there. Then the sun rises in the east and moves toward the west. God is in his heavens. We should all be blessed. God is there. When the day is ended and we don't know what to do, just turn your eyes to Jesus. He will carry you through. God is there. When we lay down to sleep and rest, we know that God is there. Let us not forget to say that evening prayer. God is there. As we lay in sleep and slumber with no thought of fear, we're guarded by the angels that are so near and dear. God is there. There is one thought to remember that we should hold so dear, that we should know that our Lord, that He is here and everywhere. God is there. In fact, you can't get away from God." This time we'd like for ushers to come forward for our morning tithes and offerings. Would you lead us to prayer again, Brother Earl, please?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings and many things you've given to us, especially Jesus Christ who died on the cross for the sins of the world. We pray, Lord, that this offering will be given with free heart and with love, that it will be used, Lord, to lift up and to glorify His precious name. And we just thank you, Father, for allowing us the privilege of being able to come this way with us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
passage, Tom and Fred are going to come to sing for us. Thank God for them and the minister they have here in our church.
Some of our choir members might want to sing along with us on this one here. This is one we've been practicing in our choir.
Each day I'll do.
Each day I'll do.
A golden deed.
A golden deed.
By helping those.
By helping those.
Who are in need.
Who are in need.
My life.
Along with our Sunday school lesson this morning, in having concern for others. Concern for others. This morning and also tonight, we'd like to be preaching from the book of Hebrews, our January Bible study book, from the verses that Brother Burns read for us a while ago, as well as verses 14 through 18 of chapter 2 of Hebrews. I know God is certainly able to bless us as we fellowship together around His Word. I know God's able to speak to our hearts. And you have a blessing today if you brought something to get it in. We were in Brother Hogue Hockensmith's church one time up in Hamilton, Ohio. And there was a lady there who sang, "Fill My Cup, Lord." If you brought a cup today, the Lord is able to fill it, if you'll allow Him to. We're going to be preaching this morning on Jesus, the captain of our salvation. And tonight, Jesus, our great high priest. The book of Hebrews is a wonderful book. There are verses in there that we think about quite often. And no doubt you know many of these verses by heart, by memory. Jesus, the captain of our salvation. As I was driving the car this morning to pick up some people, our bus is on the blink. It's water running out of the radiator, so I was afraid to get it out this morning. But I had the radio on in the car and was listening to the Sons of Liberty on Walter Strong's program that he has on the Hazard Station. And they were singing, "I'm going home on the ship of Zion." The old ship of Zion was the name of it, I believe. And I thought of an illustration I had read years ago. There was a little girl on board a ship, and there was a storm at sea as they were traveling. The little girl was asleep, and the storm woke her up. And she said to someone, "Is Father on deck? Is Father on deck?" In other words, she said, "Is my dad taking care of this ship?" And they said, "Yes, your father is on deck." And she went back to sleep. You know why? Because her dad was the captain of that ship. My friends, this morning, if the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have Him in our life, and He is our captain, our commander-in-chief, if He is in our life the way He wants to be, we have nothing to worry about. He is the captain of our salvation. That's what verse 10 says, which will be our key verse today. Hebrews 2:10. I believe if you came to church this morning in the right attitude for worship, I believe you will leave today with some spiritual food for your soul. God has a blessing for you down the road of life somewhere, some way, somehow. Let's have another word of prayer together. Father, we're so thankful today for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our captain, the captain of our salvation. And Father, we just thank Thee and praise Thee for all that You've done for us. Thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave His life and obtained our salvation for us through His shed blood. And Father, we just pray that this day would be a turning point in some precious soul's life as they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their captain, as their commander-in-chief. In His name we pray. Amen. You know what? Every one of us needs someone to guide us. We all need the Lord. If you haven't needed Him before, just wait around the corner a little while. You're going to need the Lord. You're going to need Him for help. He stands ready today to fill your life with things that have eternal value. The Bible even says that Jesus washed us from our sins in His own blood and has made us kings. He's provided a way to lift us individually from our moral failure and to elevate us to spiritual fulfillment. So says a page out of the Daily Bread. God became a member of the human family in the person of Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life, died on the cross, rose from the grave as our substitute. And now, friends, He accepts us. He forgives us. He restores all who believe on Him. Believers are now kings and priests, destined to rule with Christ. Salvation today makes useful saints out of useless sinners. Salvation. The Lord is the captain of our salvation, and He is on deck. When the sun is shining, He's there. When the storms beat about our ship, he's there. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 2:10 says, for it became him who, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. And then Hebrews 12 and verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus, the captain of our salvation. Every team has a captain. Basketball, football, or whatever it is. And my friend, the captain of our salvation is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. The pastor one Sunday morning found a note on his pulpit. It said, sir, we would see Jesus. That's a sign that Brother Rosenbaum gave all the pastors in their association. I've got it right here. But in this particular church, it was written out on a sheet of paper, sir, we would see Jesus. And the pastor of that church that morning forgot what he was going to preach on. He had a lapse of memory, I guess. And he started preaching out of his heart a different message. And he liked that so well that the next Sunday he did the same thing. It wasn't long until he got another note on his pulpit that said, them were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. I believe this old world is crying out to see Jesus through each one of us who know him. The world is crying out to see Jesus. A good picture of Jesus, not a fuzzy picture, but a clear picture of who Jesus is and what he has done for us through his death and resurrection. Verse 9 here, the writer of Hebrews says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. And he was, for the suffering of death. The suffering of death. The book of Hebrews has a lot of Old Testament scriptures in it. And this is one of them. This is from Psalm chapter 8 and verse 4 and 5. He was made a little lower than the angels. He stepped out of heaven to earth. And what a step that was. Philippians chapter 2, Paul said that Jesus made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. Philippians 2:7. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And wherefore God exalted him. That's where Jesus is this morning. He's exalted where he deserves to be, with his Father in heaven. And he wants to be exalted in my life and in your life. It says he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. In fact, many years before Jesus came and walked on this earth, the Bible says in Isaiah 53 that, in fact, the last three verses of Isaiah 53, it mentions S-O-U-L. One time in each one of those verses. It says, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Verse 10. Verse 11. He, God, shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. Verse 12. Because he, the Lord Jesus Christ, hath poured out his soul unto death. Jesus did not just swoon on the cross and finally become conscious again at the third day. He died. He died. That's what verse 9 says. In fact, death is mentioned twice in verse 9. It says, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death. And right in the middle of this verse, look what it says. Crowned with glory and honor. That's where he is today. And he is the captain today of our salvation. The captain. Crown with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Did you know what? It's either or. It's either accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior and Lord and escape the second death, or fail to trust him and have to endure the second death, which is death forever and ever and ever. Eternal separation from God. Jesus died. And he is the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2:9, the middle part of that verse says, crown with glory and honor, that he should taste death for every man. I like a verse found in 2 Corinthians 8:9 that says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. You've heard the saying, from rags to riches. My friends, this was from riches to rags. Back to riches. When Jesus comes again, he is not going to come again as a lamb. He came that way the first time. He came as the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. The next time he's coming, as a lion. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Found in the book of Revelation. He is not going to come again to be spit upon and to be nailed to a cross. The second time he's coming as a lion, taking vengeance on those who know not God. We'd better be in the fold. We'd better know the Lord and not be ashamed before him at his coming. The 10th verse says, for whom are all things? For whom are all things? Did you know what? He owns everything. He owns it all. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the wealth in every man. The songwriter said, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. He is the Creator. And he rightly today deserves to be our captain. The captain of our salvation. In Ecclesiastes 12:1 it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. I like what Colossians 1:16 says. It says, for by him were all things created, visible and invisible. All things were created by him and for him. That's just what Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10 says. For whom are all things, and by whom are all things? In bringing many sons unto glory. That's just what John 1:12 says. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power, the right, the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In bringing many sons unto glory. God's not through with us yet. He is not through with us yet, is he? No. In 2 days and a half or so, I'll be half a century old. That doesn't seem old now. I was about 20 or so at 50 years. Seemed like way up there. 50 years old doesn't seem old at all, since I'm almost there. The Lord is not through with us yet. I'm glad he's not. We have got glory to look forward to. I'm going to have a brand new body. And you're going to have a brand new body. You know, I like things. I like new things. My dad used to get us two or three new pair of overalls every year. And believe it or not, I used to wear overalls even when I was in the seventh grade, I guess it was. These big bibbed overalls. I like the smell of new overalls. You know what Revelation 20, verse 1 says? I saw a new heaven, a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. This is chapter 21 of Revelation, still 20. Verses 1 and 2. The Lord is going to bring us to glory someday. He's not through with us yet. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Without him, we're nothing. Tom and Fred are singing downstairs right now. And they sing a song sometimes entitled, Without Him, I Would Be Nothing. Without him, I surely would fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. He's on deck. The captain of our salvation is on deck amid the storms of life as well as the wonderful times of life. Look what verse 14 says of chapter 2 of Hebrews. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. The devil is a defeated person. And the devil knows where he's headed. He's going to be bound during the 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. And then be loose for a little season. And then he is going to be put right back in. He's going to be cast in the lake of fire then. Where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever. And forever. And forever. And you'll be there with him unless you put your trust in the Lord in this life. In this life. That through death he might destroy the devil. The devil seems to have the old world by a tail and drag it down. But my friend, the Lord is still in control. Nothing takes the Lord by surprise. Jesus got victory over death. You know what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15? in verse 55, he said, O death, where is thy sting? I believe the Lord, when he got out of that tomb victorious on that third day, he took the sting out of death. O grave, where is thy victory? Are you worried about dying? Then get right with God. I knew Mr. McAfee. I was pastor at Hardbury when his wife was the treasurer of our church at Hardbury. I trust Mr. McAfee is with the Lord today. What if that had been you instead of Mr. McAfee, who went out into eternity today, this morning? Where would you be? Would you be with the Lord? You're going to be somewhere because you're never going to get out of existence. You're going to be in the land of the blessed or the land of the doomed, one or the other. There's no middle ground. Verse 15 says, And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Jesus became the God-man. God the Son of God. Who is your captain? Jesus or Satan? Who's the captain of your salvation? Our invitation hymn today is page 212. I'd like for Myrna to come to the piano for our invitation hymn. You know what this song says? It says, Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Now is the only time we have. Right now. Why not trust Him today as we stand to sing our invitation hymn, 212. Oh.